感谢主，让我们有机会再次聚集。
Thank the Lord that He has given us this opportunity to gather together once again.
好，我们开始之前，我们先来读几处圣经。
Before we begin, let's read a few verses from the Bible.
希伯来书三章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end.
我们在读希伯来书六章四节，还有十一和十二节。
Let's read also now Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4, and then verses 11 and 12.
第四节，论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. For in the case of those who have been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit.
十一节，我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
And Hebrews 6, again, verse 11. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence, so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end.
十二节，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
So that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises.
再念希伯来书的第十章二十二节和三十三节。
And let us also read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, and then verse 33.
二十二节，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
三十三节，一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏节，叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
Verse 33. Partly by being made a public spectacle through reproaches and tribulations, and partly by becoming sharers with those who were so treated.
这几节圣经第一次我们读到那个起初确实的信心，然后和这个与圣灵有份，就是partaker of Christ.
So the first verse we read spoke of holding fast the beginning of our assurance from until the end, and then through that we become partakers of Christ.
那第六章里头讲到满足的指望，就是满有确据的这个指望。然后和这个最后我们有份于圣灵，就是 partake of the Holy Spirit.
In chapter 6, the first verse you read is that we have this hope and to become partakers of the Holy Spirit.
那最后第十章里面讲到我们有这个充足的信心，就是蛮有确据的这个信心，然后 the partaker of
And finally, in chapter 10, we have this sincere heart and full assurance of faith through which we will become partakers with the saints. Of the saints.
我们开始之前再有些祷告。
Before we begin, let us have another word of prayer.
主啊，照亮我们里面的眼睛，让我们真知道那神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里头。
Lord, we ask that you would open the eyes of our hearts that we may understand the fullness that dwells in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在他里面也得了这丰富。
That we would also receive this fullness through him.
也让我们有那蛮有确据的爱心、信心和盼望。
That we have the full assurance of faith, hope, and love.
在那这艰难的时刻里头，让我们能够悔改，归向我们的主。
That in these difficult times, we'll be able to repent and return before the Lord.
让我们里面的人能够刚强起来，走主的道路。
That our inner man would be strengthened to walk the path of the Lord.
愿以下的时间与我们同在。
May you be with us in this following time.
带我们进入那话语的真实里头。
We may enter into the truth of your word.
更清楚明白父的心意。
And we may more clearly understand the will of the Lord.
我们不做糊涂人。
And we would not be foolish.
感谢主，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
And we thank the Lord, please hear our prayer. We pray in the Lord Jesus' precious holy name.
我们当前这个疫情时代还在持续的蔓延看不见曙光的时候。
And so, as the pandemic continues to drag on and we still can't see the end of it.
我们弟兄姊妹们在许多事上经历难处。
And the brothers and sisters have suffered many difficulties in this time.
不管是在每天生活上，或是在社交的活动上，或是和我们教会的聚集里头，都受到限制。
And we have restrictions in our everyday life, in our social activities, and even our church gathering.
但要我们记得，我们在主里面拥有那丰富的确据。
But we remember that we have this blessed assurance in the Lord.
不管我们遭遇怎样的环境，我们在他里面都有把握，都有依靠。
And no matter the circumstances or difficulties that we face, we have this confidence and trust in Him.
让我们能够坚持到底，我们必有份于他一切的丰富。
And if we can stand fast until the end, we will partake in the fullness that is in Him.
越是在艰难的时刻，我们越是归向我们的主，来思念我们在主里面有何等丰富的确据。
The more we face these dire situations, the more we need to return to the Lord and ponder upon what we have in Him.
在这个纷扰的时刻，我们不致惧怕，有主在我们的右边，我们便不致动摇。
And in these turbulent times, we should not be afraid, for the Lord is at our right hand, and we will not be moved.
我在上回提到这三处这丰富的确据
So the last time we shared upon these three occurrences of assurance.
不单是那个确据，而且是丰富的确据。
So it's not just assurance, but a full assurance.
而且是完全的，并且坚定的。
It's a complete and firm.
我们从起初的这个确据呢，那也就是。我上次解释的是蛮有确据的爱。
The first assurance that I spoke about was the full assurance of love.
另外也提到蛮有确据的盼望和蛮有确据的信心。
The second and third was the full assurance of faith and the full assurance of hope.
而且呢，我刚刚特别提到了这些确据呢，都是指向了一个字，就是。有份，那英文就是 partaker 这个字。
And so all of these assurances have this implied notion of having a partaker.
英文里面是个名词，在中文里头是一个动名词。
So in English it is a noun, but in Chinese it's a verb or a gerund.
就是说使我们成为，或者是让我们变得有份于。
That is to say that we are to become or we will be made into a partaker.
只要我们能够执守到底，不致动摇。
As long as we hold fast, unwavering until the end.
这是我今天信息的主题。
And this is the topic of my sharing today.
我们把在主里面那个丰富的劝句呢，我们如何连于这个 partaker。
And so we hope to become partakers with Christ, of Christ.
Now, 首先呢，我们要有确实的心里要确实的明白真知道这神的奥秘就是基督。
And so, to begin with, we need to have this full assurance, to have the complete understanding of the mystery of Lord, which is Christ.
我们在他里面呢，也蛮有确据的信心。
And in him, we will have this full assurance of faith.
蛮有确据的盼望，也蛮有确据的爱。
And the full assurance of hope, and the full assurance of love.
当我们有这些宝贝在我们里面的时候，我们就当知道如何来数算。
And when we have these treasures within us, then we will know then how to count.
我们如何来支取，然后让我们成那为我们存留的那一份。
Then we would know of him who of whom we have this portion.
我们要感谢父，叫我们能够与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
We thank the Lord that we have been enlightened with all of the saints of this inheritance that he has prepared for us.
我想神他最终的心意是要成全圣徒建立基督的身体。
And I believe that God's purpose is to build up all the saints into Christ's body.
接着呢，我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
That we would be united in the full knowledge of Christ, that we would be united in him.
我们得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And that we would grow up to become to the measure of stature of a mature man, which is belongs to the fullness of Christ.
好，那我们一一来看这。这几个确据。
So let's start looking at these points.
第一个是三章十四节里面讲到，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
So the first point is Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end.
以撒的一生呢，是在是一个很好的例子。
So the life of Isaac is a good example of this.
他从父神亚伯拉罕得着蛮有确据的爱，而得以有份于基督。
He had the full assurance of love from God and his father that he would become a partaker of Christ.
然后他所有的一切都是从父亲所得着的。
And all that he had, he received from his father.
亚伯拉罕爱他，把一切所有的都给了他。
And Abraham loved him, and he gave all that he had to Isaac.
他所有的一切呢，都是神所供给的。
And all these things were provided by God.
那么甚至以撒他在祭坛上的时候，他仍然知道，他的父亲，是爱他。
And Isaac, even when he was laid on the altar, he knew that his father loved him.
所以他能够完全的顺服。
And so he was totally obedient.
当亚伯拉罕生以撒的时候，他已经一百岁了。
So when Abraham had Isaac. Abraham was already 100 years old.
在创世纪二十二章第二节里面特别提到。
In Genesis 22, it mentions this.
那是圣经里面第一次提到的爱。
And this is the first time the Bible mentions love in the Bible.
所以这应该是很有重要的意思。
And so it should have a very important meaning.
对一个老人他老来得子那份爱呢是从亚伯拉罕和神的对话里面我那个可以感受到这个父亲的爱。
And it is the love demonstrated by this old man for his young son. And from the way God spoke to Abraham, we can kind of see this.
创世纪二十二章第一节第二节里面提到。
Genesis 22 verses 1 and 2 says,
这些事以后神要试验亚伯拉罕他呼叫他说亚伯拉罕他说我在这里。
Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am.
神说你带着你的儿子就是你独生的儿子你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去在我所要指示你的山上把它献为燔祭。
Verse 2, he said, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
圣经里面并没有记得亚伯拉罕回答了什么，但是我自己想，亚伯拉罕他心里面可能念着然后难怪神要四次的把他的话重复。
So the Bible doesn't record Abraham's reaction or response to the Lord, but I think that Abraham would think in his heart why God said to him these four times.
神第一次他说带着你的儿子
He says, take now your son.
我想亚伯拉这个时候心里在想哪一个人。
Abraham might think in his heart, which son?
然后神又说就是你独生的儿子。
And God follows by saying, your only son.
亚伯拉心里面可能想着说但是我有两个。
But Abraham might in his heart think, but I have two sons.
那神又说那是你所爱的。
The Lord says, whom you love.
那亚伯拉罕心里面可能说我两个都爱。
And Abraham might think in his heart, but I love both of them.
那最后神就指明了以撒。
And finally, the Lord would name Isaac.
而这不是以斯玛利。
And so, Abraham will know it's not Ishmael.
那亚伯拉罕想尽办法他能够不必来献上以撒。
And so Abraham would try to think, give a way that he wouldn't have to offer up Isaac.
我们这里面可以很明显的读出一个父亲对以撒的爱。
And here, what the Bible records, we can see the love of the father for his son Isaac.
那么以撒或许他并不知道这个神和父亲的对话。
And Isaac may not know the conversation that occurred between God and his father.
但是从他生活中他能够感受到那父亲的爱。
But through his experience, he could sense the love of his father for him.
就也正因如此，他在亚摩利山上，他只问了一个问题。
And so when he was on the top of Mount Moriah, he only asked one question.
请看，柴火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
It says, behold, the fire and the wood, where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
那么以撒他所有的 一切都是领受而来的。
So all of Isaac's possessions he received as
因着神的恩典呢，他承受了这个基督的一切的丰富。
And by the grace of God, he inherited all the fullness of Christ.
有份于基督的祝福。
And he is a partaker of the blessing of Christ.
都因着他领受了那蛮有确据的爱。
And because he had this full assurance of love.
从亚伯拉罕和父神那里得着。
That he had received from Abraham and God the Father.
他不凭着他自己的努力自己的意志来行事。
And he didn't do anything of his own will.
他的父亲帮他找了一个妻子。
His father found him a wife.
他也没有挖过井只是把亚伯拉罕的井重新打开。
He didn't even dig his own wells. He just reopened the wells that his father.
他能够完全顺服接受神所预备的。
And he was fully obedient to receive what was provided to him.
那我们作为神的儿女呢？他在基督里面呢，也赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And we as children of God, we also have received all the spiritual blessings from the Lord.
就如神从创立世界以前，在因他的爱，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him in love.
当我们认识了这行神的心意以后，我们就不该凭着自己的血气行事，神会为我们预备一切和能力。
So once we know the will of the Lord, we should not try to accomplish anything out of our own flesh and our own strength, because God will provide the strength and the resources that we need.
所以以撒的这个经历呢，就表明了这节圣经的含义。
So Isaac's experience explains the meaning of this verse.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end.
好，我们再来看那蛮有确据的盼望。
Now let us see the full assurance of hope.
好，而我们如何能够有份于圣灵。
And how we through this would become partakers of the Holy Spirit.
刚读的那个第六章的经节里面提到我们一些尝过天恩滋味的人却离弃了真道。
So these verses they speak of people that have left the truth.
希伯来书作者呢极力的劝勉我们要显出这同样的殷勤。
The author of the book of Hebrews wants us to show
the diligence.
Show diligence.
让我们因着蛮有确据的盼望，一直到底，而得以有份于圣灵。
That we would have this full assurance of hope until the end, that we may be partakers of the Holy Spirit.
我们来看雅各的一生，也是一个很好的经历。
And so Jacob's life is a good example.
当雅各他离开父家往哈兰的路上呢，神在梦中向他显现。
So when Jacob left his father's house on the way to Haran, God appeared to him in a dream.
他被光照，神也应许他要带领他，并眷顾他，引领他回到父家。
And so God promised him to lead him, to care of him, and to eventually bring him back to his father's home.
这神的应许呢，成为他蛮有确据的盼望。
And so this promise from God became Jacob's full assurance of hope.
他也愿意顺从圣灵和十字架的对付。
And so he was willing to be dealt with by the Holy Spirit and the cross.
塑造他，改变他，并得以有份于圣灵。
To mold him and change him to become a partaker of the Holy Spirit.
最后成为神可用的器皿，完成神的旨意。
To become a useful vessel for God, to accomplish the purpose of God.
雅各的一生，我们看见十字架的工作在他的身上。
Throughout Jacob's life, we see the work of the cross upon him.
他被迫逃避以扫，离开父家。
So he had to flee from before Esau and flee from his father's house.
他受拉班的对付，十次改变工价。
And he had to deal with Laban, who 10 times changed his wages.
而当他回到父家的时候呢，他又得面对以扫带着400个人来寻求报复。
And when he eventually returned to his father's house, he had to face Esau again, who had 400 men with him to try to seek revenge.
而当他在事件的时候，他女儿的一切的遭遇，并被迫他必须离开。
And when he dwelt in Shechem, the issues when his daughter became defiled and he had to flee Shechem.
那么接着拉杰的过世，他又后来又失去了约瑟。
And then when his wife Rachel died, and then he lost his son Joseph.
而儿子到年老的时候呢，神的手都不放松他。
And even into his old age, God never let him out of his hand.
按着神的旨意塑造他，让他成为可用的器皿。
To continue to mold him to be a useful vessel for God's own purpose.
那么我们作为神的儿女呢，也就像在彼得前书第一章里面我们所提到。
And so we as God's children also, as it says in 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书一章三到四节，他曾照自己的大怜悯，要借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
所以当我们有了这活泼的盼望的时候，我们要顺从圣灵的带领。
So when we have this living hope, we have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
让十字架的工作能够成全在我们身上。
To allow the work of the cross to be accomplished upon us.
让神的心意得以成就。
That God's will would be accomplished.
我们再来看这个满有确据的信心如何连于那个 partaker 连于有份于这个圣徒。
And now let's look at the full assurance of faith through which we'll become partakers of the saints.
刚我们念的十章二十二节里头和三十三节里面，这边说到因满有确据的信心而得有份于那些。经历苦难的圣徒。
So the verses we read, verse 22 and 33, let us draw when we have a sincere heart of in full assurance of faith, we will become partakers with those who have suffered.
那些经历同样苦难的人呢，也就是所有的圣徒，那就是我们就是成为有份于。所有的这些圣徒。
And those who have suffered are the saints, so that we would, in our full assurance of faith, be partakers with these saints.
我们同样从创世纪里面雅各的例子，我们可以来看一下。
And again, using an example from Genesis, another example from Jacob.
当雅各一家人在世间安顿下来的时候。他的女儿迪娜被玷污。
When the household of Jacob settled in Shechem, the daughter of Jacob, Dinah, was defiled.
创世纪三十章第七节里面提到，雅各的儿子们听见这是 就从田野回来，人人愤恨，十分恼怒，因事件在以色列家做了丑事。
Genesis 34 verse 7. Now the sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were very angry because he had done a disgraceful thing in Israel.
在圣经里面，以色列第一次用到称呼雅各他们一家人。
And so this is the first time where it talks about Jacob and his entire family together.
As Esau.
As
Israel.
As Israel.
这是第一次提到以色列这个字，用在雅各一家人身上。
And it's the first time Israel is used for Jacob and his entire family.
这是他雅各他们儿子们自己称他们是以色列，他是代表一家人，这个时候还不是一个国。
And so this is the first time Israel is used to call Jacob's family, and it was used by Jacob's sons themselves, while they were still just a family and not a whole nation yet.
这里面表明一件事情，那么这个所有的圣徒呢，都必须经过同样的经历，然后一同有份于此。这乃是我们信心的一个道路。
And so this says a lot that all the saints have to go through the same experiences to be partakers of them, and this is the path or the way of our faith.
那么之后呢，雅各他的儿子用计杀了事件的男丁。
And so through deception, Jacob's sons killed all the men in Shechem.
那么神要雅各就去伯特利。
And then so God instructed Jacob to go to Bethel.
雅各就对他家中人并一切与他同在的人说，你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自洁更换衣裳。
And so Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods which are among you and purify yourselves and change your garments.
他们就把外邦人的神像和他们耳朵上的环子交给雅各，雅各都藏在示剑那里的橡树底下。
And so they gave to Jacob all the foreign gods which they had and the rings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was near Shechem.
这真是那个十章希伯来书十章二十二节里面提到的，因我们心中天良的亏欠已经撒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
And so this is what Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22 was mentioning. Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
信心总是和盼望相连的。
So faith and hope are connected together.
像希伯来书十一章一节里面提到，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So as it says in Hebrews 11 verse 1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
以至于他们能够坚守所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许他们的是信实的。
And they hold fast the confession of hope unwavering, for he is faithful who has promised.
所以当雅各第一次离开伯特利的时候呢，他是单独的一个人。
So when Jacob first came to Bethel, he was there alone by himself.
而神在梦中向他显现，给他应许。
And God appeared to him in a dream and made a promise to him.
这是为着这一个拣选的器皿。
And it was for this chosen vessel.
而当雅各在那庇鲁以勒的时候，他改名叫以色列。
And so when Jacob was at Peniel, and his name was changed to Israel,
这是神要对付以色列他这个天然生命的一个开始。
That was the beginning of God's dealing with Israel's natural life.
那么之后呢，他再回到伯特利的时候，他这个时候已经清楚明白。神的心意是为着神他自己的家。
And when he returned to Bethel, he already knew what God's heart was, and that is for God's house.
他自己也只不过是一个器皿，要借着借着他，神要带领更多的儿子进入神的国。
And so he knew that he was just a vessel, and through him, God would bring more sons into the kingdom of God.
所以第二次神要以色列回到伯特利的时候，这时候他不再是一个个别的一个人。
And so the second time, Jacob went to Bethel, he went as Israel, not just as a single man.
他乃是一个团体。
But a corporate body.
那神要他们有相同的经历，这乃是有份于那些受这样苦难的人。
And so he wanted them to all go through the same experience. And that's what partakers of those who experience these difficulties.
分享同样的经历并不是我们一定要去做同样的事情。
To share in the same experience doesn't mean that we have to do the exact same thing.
或者是遭遇同样的环境。
Or to go through the exact same circumstances.
但是呢，祷告是我们最起码而且最有效的方式。
But prayer is the most basic and most effective way.
我们随时随地都可以做的。
And we can pray anywhere and anytime.
我们借着祷告一同感受弟兄姐妹们的心情和他里面的情绪。
Through prayer we can sense the feelings and emotions of the brothers and sisters.
我们一起悲伤一起喜乐。
To mourn and to celebrate or rejoice together.
我们如此便有份于那些同样受苦难的人。
And doing this, we would be partakers of those who have experienced these difficulties.
好，我们最后来一个做个结束。
Finally, let's have a conclusion.
我们首先要明白真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
First, we have to know that the mystery of God is Christ.
我们在他里面有这个蛮有确据的爱。
And in him, we have this full assurance of love.
我们若坚持到底，就在基督里面有份了。
And if we hold fast, we'll become partakers of Christ.
我们因着蛮有确据的盼望，得与圣灵有份。
And if we have the full assurance of hope, we will become partakers of the Holy Spirit.
我们得让十字架的工作坐在我们里面。
And that we would allow the work of the cross, to work within us.
我们也有同样蛮有确据的信心。
And if we have the full assurance of faith,
我们借着祷告一同有份于圣徒。
Through prayer, we can become partakers of the saints.
又感谢父叫我们得与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
And by giving thanks to the Father who has made us fit for the sharing of this inheritance of the saints in light.
我们有些祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
父啊，给我们这蛮有确据的爱心、信心和盼望。
Lord, we pray that you would give us this full assurance of love, of hope and faith.
让我们能够坚持到底。
That we may stand firm until the end.
让我们得与基督有份。
That we may be partakers of Christ.
让神的工作能够做在我们里头。
That God's work would be accomplished within us.
让我们也借着祷告得与圣徒有份。
And through prayer we would be partakers with the saints.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Let's hear our prayer. We pray in Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we will have Brother Jeff to share with us from the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
It's good to once again meet with brothers and sisters virtually.
好，我们又一次可以在线上与弟兄姐妹见面。
And Lord willing, next week we can meet in person as well.
我们下一周就可以面对面的见面了。
So we thank the Lord for the hymn we sang earlier and also for the sharing that we just heard from our brother.
感谢主为着我们今天早上唱的诗歌还有刚刚弟兄分享的信息。
That we indeed have this blessed assurance that no one can take from us, that we are the Christ and that Christ is ours.
我们确实真实的有这个有福的确据、基督是我们的我们也是他的。
And that along with the rest of the saints, we now have this eternal inheritance through Christ.
现在和众圣徒一起我们可以在基督里有这样的产业。
So before we begin, may you please join me in a word of prayer?
我开始的时候请跟我一起有一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for gathering us here this morning.
天父我们感谢你又一次召聚我们在你面前。
That you once again allow us to hear and to read your word this morning.
谢谢你让我们今天早上可以来听你的话语。
We just ask, Lord, that you may provide once again your mercy and your grace and anoint our mouths and our ears to receive your word.
求你来赐下怜悯恩典也膏我们的嘴和耳朵让我们可以听见和传达你的话语。
So that brothers and sisters, after receiving your word, may be built up and may know more of your eternal purpose.
让弟兄姐妹听到你的话语的时候可以被建立可以更多明白你永远的旨意。
We thank you once again, and we pray all these things in your son's most holy and precious name.
我们再次感谢你我们这样的祷告是奉你宝贝的儿子耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, if you may turn with me, please, to read some scripture.
弟兄姐妹们，请跟我一起来读几段圣经。
So, let us first turn to Jeremiah.
我们先来翻开耶利米书。
And we'll be reading Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章。
So, I'll be reading verses 9 and 10, and I'll read one verse at a time. The sister can follow.
我要读九到十节然后接下来还有一些别的圣经经节。
So verse 9, the heart is more deceitful than all else, and is desperately sick. Who can understand it?
人心比万物都诡诈坏到极处谁能识透呢
I the Lord search the heart, I test the mind, even to give to each man according to his ways.According to the results of his deeds.
我耶和华是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他。
And now, if you can turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7.
我们先来翻到马可福音第七章。
And in Mark 7, we're going to be reading verses 20 to 23.
马可福音第七章二十到二十三节。
Verse 20, and he was saying, that which proceeds out of the man, that is what defiles the man.
又说从人里面出来的那才能污秽人。
For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries.
因为从里面就是从人心里发出恶念苟合
Deeds of coveting and wickedness as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness
偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、放毒、骄傲、狂妄
All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man.
这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
And now let us turn to a passage which I'm sure many brothers and sisters are familiar with.
我们现在再来看一段圣经，我想弟兄姐妹大家都肯定很熟悉。
And this is also one of my favorite passages of scripture, Proverbs chapter 3.
这也是我最喜欢的经节之一，是箴言第三章。
And we'll be reading verses 5 to 6.
我们要来读五到六节。
Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding.
三章五节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
So just a quick note here, in the Chinese translation, the beginning of verse 5 can be read as concentrate on relying on the Lord.
这里有个提醒，就是中文那个第五节应该是你要它翻译的是你要专心依靠耶和华。
And so the word for concentrate, 专心, is made up of two words which can literally be translated as focusing the heart.
这个专心这个可以有两个意思，有一个就是说要顺从你的心。
So we can, it can also be read as focus the heart on relying on the Lord, Chinese.
中文的那个专心意思就是你要专心，你要专心在主面前仰赖他。
So brothers and sisters, the passage that we just read in Proverbs may seem a bit contradictory to the first two passages we read.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们刚刚读的箴言的这个经节好像跟我们先前读的耶利米书和马可福音里面的经节似乎是相对立的。
And after all, how can something that is deceitful and evil be used to trust in the Lord?
因为一个诡诈邪恶的心怎么能够用来仰赖耶和华呢？
So this is what we are going to be exploring today, this matter of the heart.
今天我们就要来讲谈论这个心的问题。
After all, the word heart appears more than 700 times in the NASB translation of the Bible.
在新美国标准版英文的版本中，这个心这个字出现了超过700次。
So let's first explore what is the role of the heart.
让我们先来了解一下心它的是起的什么一个角色。
I'm sure you know that it is not merely the organ that pumps blood throughout our bodies.
我想大家都知道这个心不仅仅就是指那个物质的那个器官，它像一个泵一样把血液泵送到身体的各个部分。
In the context of the Bible, the heart is the source of emotions and the spring of desires.
在这个圣经经节里面，这个心是指我们里面那个情感和里面的所求所望的所愿的那个源泉来源。
And this is not a foreign concept to us today.
这对我们来说也不陌生。
In the English language, we say phrases such as, my heart goes out to someone when we feel sympathy towards others.
当我们因为有一个说法说我的心好像出去和某个人在到某个人那里去了，它是意思是指我们在想一个人或者在同情一个人。
When we say that someone changes their mind on a topic or subject, we say that that person had a change of heart.
当我们讲到有某个人他改变了主意，改变了他的话题，我们经常说他的心好像变化了。
When we pour our hearts out, it means we reveal everything we feel internally.
我们有的时候说啊，英文说好像把我们的心倾倒出来，它是这其实是表明我们里面的一个感觉，内心的一个感受。
So the heart governs man's feelings.
所以那个心好像是在管理人们的感觉。
And because it governs man's feelings, it has a profound influence on man's actions.
因为它好像管理了人的感觉，那它也有一个很大的作用，就是影响人的行为。
In fact, there is a phrase popular amongst the younger generation today.
今天年轻人中都知道有一个短语。
So when a person realizes that he or she is developing a romantic interest in someone, we say that that person's heart has caught feelings.
所以我们有的时候说某个人和某个人之间有一个很罗曼蒂克的那个感受的话 喜爱的话，我们经常说哦，他抓住那个感觉了，感情了。
So to understand this phrase, consider when people catch a cold.
如果能够要理解这个句话呢，就像好像我们英文中有个车，感冒了那个一样。
So when a person catches a cold, they can no longer live normally, and or they have to take medicine to get rest.
如果一个人得了感冒，那他就不能像正常的一样，他必须要休息，或者是还要吃药。
So similarly, when people catch feelings in their hearts,they can no longer live a normal life.
如果一个人他真的里面动了这个爱心的话，他的生命是他的生活和会不一样的。
They would be too distracted by their romantic interests, and they would do things outside of their normal routine to try to get their attention.
如果他们真的有这种罗曼蒂克的爱的感觉呢，他们可以做出一些他们常规不会做的那些事情。
So it's clear that we are driven to act based on how we feel.
所以我们的行为经常是基于我们里面的感觉。
And this is why the Bible speaks of the heart so many times.
这就是为什么圣经里面讲到心这个字这么多次。
Because the condition of our heart is important to our spiritual health.
因为这个心的情况是对我们的灵里面的健康是很重要的一件事。
It will determine how we feel and ultimately how we act.
这个会决定我们的里面的感觉，接下来就是我们的行动。
What is the natural condition of man's heart?
那么人天然的心是什么个状态呢？
Well, from what we read earlier in Jeremiah and Mark, we know that it's deceitful.
就像我们先前读的耶利米书和马可福音里面说的，人的心是诡诈的。
We know that it is the source of evil thoughts.
这是那个恶念一些的来源。
Our natural hearts are despicable and selfish.
我们天然的本性是很诡诈，很欺骗的，而且是很自私的。
And so when the fall of man occurred, the introduction of sin resulted in death, but also in the internal corruption of our hearts.
当罪进来以后，不仅人的造成了人的死亡，也影响到我们内心的那个状态。
And we can see the effects of this corrupted evil heart in Jeremiah chapter 11.
我们可以看到这个败坏的心，我们可以来读耶利米书十七章，知道这个这样的败坏的心。
Chapter 11, 十一章。
对，十一章。耶利米书十一章
，and we'll be reading verses 7 to 8,
七到八节。
So just to give some context, here the Lord is speaking to Jeremiah.
一个上下文的意思啊， 告诉大家这个是其实是主在那个对耶利米说话。
And the Lord is telling Jeremiah to warn the men of Judah of the consequences of not obeying God's covenant.
这个呢是耶和华在欢迎到耶利米，让他要警告犹大家，这个如果不遵守神的约的话，后果是什么？
Let's read verse 7.
让我们来读11:7第七节。
For I solemnly warned your fathers in a day that I brought them up from the land of Egypt, even to this day, warning persistently, saying, Listen to my voice.
因为我将你们列祖从埃及地领出来的那日，直到今日，都是从早起来，切切告诫他们说，你们当听从我的话。
Yet they did not obey or incline their ear.But walked each one in the stubbornness of his evil heart. Therefore, I brought on them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did not.
他们却不听从，不侧耳而听，竟随从自己顽梗的恶心行去行。所以我使这约中一切咒诅的话临到他们身上。这约是我吩咐他们行的，他们却不去行。
Because of our evil hearts, all of our natural thoughts and desires go against what pleases God.
因为我们里面的恶心，我们天然人的想思想意念都是就是背逆神的。
And it is because of this that perhaps you may have heard from other Christians saying something along the lines of "Don't follow your heart."
因为这个原因呢，你可能听到其他的。一些基督徒说，你不要听从你自己里面内心的声音。
Or don't trust your desires.
也不要相信你里面的所求所愿。
So brothers and sisters, I want to ask if you think these sayings are completely correct.
我想问大家一个问题，你们认为这个是完全正确的吗？
These things may have been said with good intention, but Should this be the complete truth?
这个好像他的说的意图是好的，但是这可能不完全是对的。
After all, if we completely ignore and suppress our hearts, all of our lives, are we any different than robots?
如果我们忽略或者是就压制我们里面一切的所求所想，我们就像一个机器人一样。
So then the question is, how can the Christian follow his or her own heart?
这个问题就来了。那基督徒怎么才能够相信他自己里面的感觉呢？
And I believe we can look into the life of David for some guidance.
我们可以从大卫的那个故事里面可以得到一些指导。
After all, David was known as a man after God's heart.
我们知道大卫是合神心意的人。
So in fact, we're going to look at the negative consequences of when David did follow his natural heart.
我们可以看见这个负面的这个结果，当大卫就是随从他的天然的那个心的结果。
So if you recall, David committed a great sin when he was king.
我们可以想到那个大卫，当他在一个做王的时候，他犯了一个大罪。
One day, he saw Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, bathing on a roof.
当一天他在屋顶上看见那个赫人乌利亚的妻子伯示巴在沐浴的时候。
And David developed feelings of lust in his heart and laid with Bathsheba, causing her to be pregnant.
他就里面有那个产生了那个欲望，然后呢就和伯示巴一起同床，就生了孩子了。
怀孕了。
怀孕了。
And on top of that, David then had her husband killed in battle
by placing him on the front lines in order to cover up this act, and that he could also later marry Bathsheba.
他就是说，不仅这样，他还把那个乌利亚放到前线去，然后在战场上被杀，然后这样他才可又可以跟波士巴在一起。
So we can see the terrible sin and the tragedy when David followed the natural desires of his heart.
我们可以看到这个多么可怕的这个罪和那个悲剧，当那个大卫。
And afterwards, Nathan the prophet reveals the depth of his sin to David.
然后呢，先知拿单呢就指明他的那个罪。
And as a result, we see the resulting plea for mercy in one of the most famous psalms in Scripture.
这个接下来呢，我们就。是就大卫如何去恳求神的怜悯，这段呢记载了这个非常美丽的话语，在那个是在诗篇里面。
And that is Psalm 51.
那是诗篇五十一章。
Psalm 51 is often called the contrite sinner's prayer.
经常说这是一个。忧伤痛悔的一个祷告。
And I'm sure many of you brothers and sisters are familiar with the psalm, or perhaps have even memorized it.
像弟兄姐妹们肯定都很熟悉，甚至都记住了。
And even in my own life, I have turned to this psalm many times whenever I stumble.
就在我个人的经历中，我也无数次的就回到这个经节里面。
So I want to focus on two specific verses in Psalm 51, given that we are exploring the matter of the heart today.
我想只给两段给大家两段经节，就是表明我们里面的心的状况。
So let's first read verse 10.
那我们先来读第十节。
Create in me a clean heart, O God.And renew a steadfast spirit within me.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And now let's go down to verse 17.
我们再来读十七节。
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊。忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
David offers his heart to God, and what does he plead God to do with it?
大卫把他的心带到神的面前，那他向神求什么呢？
To create in David a clean heart.
要为他造一个清洁的心。
To create as in to form a new heart to replace his old one.
他求神给他一个新的心来取代他的那个旧的心。
And we can look at another place where we also see this concept.
那么另外一个地方的经节也讲到同样的一个概念。
If we can turn to Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书36章。
So this is where the...Prophet Ezekiel is sharing the Lord's plan for the restoration of Israel after many years of disobedience.
这是以西结，就是跟大家分享一些神的分享神的话，当他们就是在很多年的背逆以后分享的话，将神的话给他们。
If we look at verse 26,
让我们看。
Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
我也要赐给你们一颗心情，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们 赐给你们肉心。
So brothers and sisters, our natural hearts are like this heart of stone.
弟兄姐妹们，我们天然的心就像一个像这个石心。
Like stone, it is completely lifeless and not malleable or bendable.
就像是完全没有生命的，你也不能折，也不能不能够操纵它。
And it is very stubborn.
非常的顽梗。
And therefore, we cannot obey God when we follow our natural hearts.
所以我们如果我们随从我们天然心。天然的心思的话，我们很难遵守神的。
However, God creates this new and clean heart of flesh for us.
但神给我们造了这个新的又清洁的心。
And in other parts of Scripture, flesh is usually used in a negative way to refer to our natural sinful selves.
在这个肉体这个字在别的经节中也经常是一个负面的讲我们里面的有罪性。
But here, the heart of flesh is used in a positive sense.
但是这地方的肉心这个肉字是正面的。
It is to denote a new heart that is full of life, a heart that is responsive to God.
它是指这个新的是充满了生命的这个心而且对神有回应。
And this new heart would align our feelings and our purposes to put God first.
这个新的心会把我们的我们和神的旨意可以相顺。可以相吻合。
And with this heart, man would have this desire to worship and to glorify God.
这个新的心让我们里面非常愿意来敬拜神。
So we thank God that we have already received this new heart when we believed.
感谢神，我们在刚刚信主的重生的时候就接受了这个信心。
Because if we still had this hardened heart of stone, we would have never been able to recognize our status as sinners and the need to be saved.
如果我们还是一直有这个实心的话，我们就完全不会认识到我们自己的状况，而且想被得救。
And we would never have been able to consider Christ as Lord and to submit ourselves to God.
我们会不会想来接受主做耶稣做我们的救主，也不会对神顺服。
And we can see this in two places in the Bible.
我们可以在两处的圣经中看到这一点。
If we can turn to Jeremiah chapter 24.
我们来翻到耶利米书24章。
And Jeremiah chapter 24 verse 7, it says,I will give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with their whole heart.
耶利米书二十四章七节，我要赐他们认识我的心，知道我是耶和华，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，因为他们要一心归向我。
And if we can just and be.Jump to the New Testament, to Romans, chapter 10.
我们再来翻开新约罗马书第十章。
And we'll be reading Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 10.
我们要读罗马书第十章八到十节。
Verse 8, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart.That is the word of faith which we are preaching.
他到底怎么说呢？他说，这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
So this cannot be stated enough, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，这个说的不再清楚不过了。
God is the one who gives us this new heart when we believed.
当我们刚信主的时候，神就把这个新的心赐给我们。
Before we were saved, our natural hearts had created this false standard of living.
在我们得救以前，我们的天然的心就是让我们，就是让我们有一个错误的一个生活的方式标准。
We lived our whole lives seeking to glorify ourselves in vain.
我们把我们所有的生命都用来寻求我们自己的荣耀，那是都是虚空的。
So let me try to use an illustration.
让我来举个例子。
Imagine that you were a car.
想象你是一辆车。
And that God's way was the road that we drive on.
神的路是我们要在上面开的那个道路。
And in the beginning, before we knew the Lord, we did everything to glorify ourselves.
在开始的时候，我们所有所做的事都是为了荣耀自己的。
We got fresh paint jobs, we installed new wheels.
我们给它喷上新漆，把它安装上换上新的轮子。
We may even have leather seats.
我们甚至可以有皮的椅子。
And so we thought we were the best car.
我们认为这是最好的车了。
We look good, we feel good.
看上去很好，我也感觉也很好。
But when it comes time to hit the road, for some reason we just stall.
I'm sorry.
When it comes time to drive on a road, for some reason we just stall. We cannot move.
但是不知道为什么原因，当我们开到路上的时候，也不知道什么原因，它就停了，不动了。
So after all this time, after all these resources spent, we have failed to serve our essential purpose as a car.
当经过这些，付出了这么多的资源在里面投入，我们其实最后是，车开不动了。
And so we take ourselves to the auto shop, where the mechanic inspects under the hood.
我们把它带到那个车库，车房，让那个机械师来检查。
And unbeknownst to us, the mechanic discovers that we had a failed engine this entire time.
我这个机械师就检查出来，原因就是我们这个引擎或者发动机坏了。
And the mechanic, out of a deep love for cars,he has this desire to restore us and decides to replace the engine.
这个机械师呢很有爱心，他就想把那个旧的引擎给它换掉，放上一个取代，用一个新的引擎来取代。
He takes away this old, unusable engine and replaces it with the best state-of-the-art engine.
他把这个旧的没用的引擎放上一个非常新进的一个新的引擎。
And this new engine is something that no amount of money could ever buy.
这个是无价的，钱买不到的这么好的一个引擎。
And now, because we finally have this new working engine, we can move freely on a road and move forward on this heavenly way.
现在有这个新的引擎，我们就是完全就是可以在这个在天路的路上可以自由的向前进。
So I'm sure brothers and sisters know who the mechanic is in this analogy.
我们 想大家应该都能理解这里面的七戒师到底是指的是谁。
Indeed, it is our God who replaces our engines or our hearts out of his deep love so that we may be redeemed and be used for his purpose.
这就是我们的神因着他的对我们的大爱他把我们他救赎了我们让我们可以在这天路上往前行。
So up to this point, we talked about the role of the heart.
当我们介绍到这新的这些角色的以后
，and we talked about what the condition of the natural man's heart is.
我们也谈了这个天然人的心是什么一个状况。
And then we saw how God replaced this heart of stone with this heart of flesh when we believed.
接下来我们也谈到神是怎在我们信主以后神是怎么样把我们的旧心除掉换了一个新心。
So brothers and sisters, what do these truths mean for us today?
弟兄姐妹们这个真理对我们有什么意义呢?
So let's go back to the car analogy.
让我们再回到那个车的那个比方。
We know that even after the engine is replaced, that if we are not careful, it could be susceptible to future damage.
所以我们的引擎被更换了以后，如果我们不来管理它的话，它以后可能还会出问题的。
So then what can we do to prevent the engine from failing in the future?
那我们怎么样做才能够防止这个引擎呢再次坏掉呢在将来
We may undergo frequent car inspections or perform oil changes.
我们可能要去这个车拿到车房去检查然后换机油。
So this is no different for the heart.
这对心来说也是同样的道理。
So let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 4.
那我们来看箴言第四章。
And from the first verse, we can see that this is a very precious chapter.
从第一节我就看上，就可以看出这是一个非常宝贵的一章。
It says, Hear, O sons, the instruction of a father, and give attention that you may gain understanding.
众子啊，要听父亲的教训，留心得知聪明。
So it's as if a father is giving his children very important life lessons.
像一个父亲给他的子女一个非常重要的生活上的一堂课，生命的课。
Mm-hmm. And let's read verse 23.
那我们再来读23节。
Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life.
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Brothers and sisters, we need to make sure that we watch over our hearts with all diligence.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
As we are still living in the world today, we are faced with many different temptations, and our hearts are prone to wander from God if we are not careful.
我们现在在当今的世界上我们面对的各样的试探如果我们不留心不竭力保守的话我们很可能就走迷了。
And just because we think of God does not necessarily mean that our hearts are in the right place.
如果我们只是思想主的话不是说我们的心就是在那该站的那个地位上。
Sometimes we might only engage God when we want something from Him, for example, success or marriage.
有的时候我们想到神，只是我们自己有一些私欲所求，比如说我们要要结婚呐、或者是工作，或者是自己的成功。
Mm-hmm. However, we would be tricking ourselves into thinking that we want to glorify God.Because in reality, we want God to glorify us.
这是好像是一个里面有一些有一些 不对的地方。我们表面上好像是要荣耀神，其实我们内心里面是想荣耀自己的，要神帮我们荣耀自己。
So we need to constantly examine the state of our heart to make sure that it is right with God.
所以我们要不断的来审查我们的心，让他跟神的旨意相合。
So how do we do that?
那我们如何来做这件事呢？
In Psalms, you can see two places, that I think gives us the methodology.
我们在诗篇里有两处，就给了我们这个，讲的，谈论到这件事。
So the first way is through God's word, and we can see this in Psalm 119, verse 11.
第一个呢，就是要，神的话，讲到神的话，啊，我们可以从诗篇。
So Psalm 119 verse 11, it says, Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
119篇11节，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
And then the second method is through prayer.
第二个方法呢，就是祷告。
And if you turn with me to Psalm 139,
请跟我翻到诗篇139篇。
And we can read 23 to 24. It says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts.
神啊，求你鉴察我。知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way.
看，在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
So when we read God's word and we treasure it in our hearts,
如果我们读了神的话，也把它存在心里，当成宝贝。
And if we turn to the Lord in prayer,
如果我们转向神祷告
His light will reveal the condition of our hearts.
他会把我们里面新的状况表明出来。
And this is how we can practice self-examination to check whether our hearts are tuned towards the Lord.
这样我们可以来操练，就是来省察我们的心，让我们可以看它是不是跟神的心意吻合。
And if it is not, then we repent and we offer our contrite hearts to God as David did.
如果不是跟神，不是讨神心意的话，我们就要像大卫那样忧伤痛悔到神面前来祷告。
So that God may recalibrate our hearts to make it sensible and responsive to Him once again.
那神呢，可能就来校正我们的心，让我们的心对神，更有敏感，有回应。
And then it is with this new heart then that we can trust in the Lord of all of our hearts as we read in Proverbs chapter 3.
所以有了这个信心的话，我们就像箴言第三章到箴言第三章里面讲的话，就可以用这个新的心来专心仰赖耶和华。
So brothers and sisters, should one follow the desires of one's own heart?
所以弟兄姐妹们，一个人是要是不是随从他里面内心的感觉呢？
If the heart is the natural carnal heart with all its selfish preferences and inclinations, absolutely not.
如果这是就是那个肉体的自我的老旧的那个心，我们不绝对是不能随从他的。
One must then practice self-denial and turn towards the Lord.
我们必须要来操练否定自己，转向神。
But if the heart has been recalibrated to the Lord as a result of repentance and being born again,
如果这个心已经被神校正了。通过那个悔改重生的话
If one's newfound desires are to exalt God in all things,
如果这个新的重新重生的心，如果他只是为了要尊神伟大，
then not only should one follow the desires of a heart, but one must.
我们不光应该随从我们里面的新的感觉，而且是必须的。
One must in order to live this authentic life for Christ.
这个人呢，必须要遵循里面的，随从里面的感觉，所求所想，在这个新的心里面，可以让我们可以来活真实的活出基督的生命来。
So brothers and sisters, let us live this authentic life for Christ, knowing that we can act on this new clean heart without regret.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们可以为活出基督的生命来，就让我们知道我里面有这个清洁的心。
Let us find our greatest satisfaction when our Lord is glorified.
让我们有极大的满足，当我们的主被荣耀的时候。
So may the Lord bless His word and our hearts.
愿主祝福他的话和我们的心。
So let us close in a word of prayer.
让我们有点结束的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we once again thank you for your great mercy and grace.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你的大爱、大怜悯。
That before we had this heart of stone, where we would rebel against you in every way.
我们原来是只是有一个实心，我们在各种情况下来。情形下都是在背逆你的。
But because of your great love, you gave us your only begotten Son, and you transformed our heart of stone into this heart of flesh.
但是因着你的大爱，你把你的独生子赐给我们，把我们的实心换成了心心，再换成肉心。
And with this new heart of flesh, you once again call us back to your side.
用这个因为这个新的肉心，你呼召我们回到你，转向你。
Father, we ask that you may continually reveal to us the condition of our own hearts.
父啊，我们求你继续来显明我们里面新的状况。
That you would try our every thoughts from within.
你试炼我们里面每一个心思意念。
That if anything is found to be against what you desire, Lord, that you may cleanse it, that we may be recalibrated to you.
如果里面任何有不讨你喜悦的，求你来纠正，来让我们转向你，转回你。
Lord, may you continually make it our full desire, to put Christ in the place of preeminence.
让我们里面有这个完全的一个渴慕。把基督放在我们的首位。
Just once again, thank you and praise you for your word.
再次感谢赞美你，因着你的话语。
We pray all these things in the name of our most holy and beloved Son.
我们是奉你最圣洁的，奉你儿子最圣洁的，你所爱的儿子的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So thank the Lord for His word.
感谢主赐给